Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for more from your truck driving career? At Schneider, we're committed to you, from reimbursing your driving school tuition to retirement. One of Schneider's most rewarding advancement opportunities is becoming a training engineer, preparing our safe drivers. With our new training engineer program, you can make $10,000 a year more than an average solo driver or more, and choose your training schedule. But before you can advance with Schneider, you have to start with Schneider. Take your first step at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Stop in for amazing deals during Menards Crazy Day Sale. Going on now. Save $60 on a 1900 PSI electric pressure washer. Just $88.99. Keep pests at bay with Skinsation's insect repellent. Free after rebate. Look stylish with Ralph Lauren t-shirts. Just $7.77 each. Save big on a six-panel bright white door. Only $55 after rebate. Don't miss Menards Crazy Day Sale. With prices so low, they're crazy. Hurry, sale ends Sunday.
Save big money at Menards.
Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It is 4 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. All even, two games apiece.
It's nothing new to us. You know, Joel has a way of coaching behind the bench. He likes to mix and match. You know, as series goes on, he looks for tendencies and different matchups. So as a player, you trust him, and I think throughout the season, everyone's played with everybody in here, so there's no excuses there at all.
That's Patrick Sharp talking about all the line changes that Coach Joel Quenneville has implored with his team. The Blackhawks and Lightning will restart their series. Game 5, Saturday night in Tampa. The Blackhawks now 41-14, games 4 through 7 since Quenneville's arrival 7 seasons ago. Big mystery for the Lightning. Ben Bishop, will he be back? Will he not be back? He is still considered to be day-to-day. No update today. Again, the puck drop for Game 5 set for just after 7 on Saturday. The White Sox with the day off today. They'll spend the weekend in Tampa as well. Cubs starting a weekend series tonight on the north side with the Reds in town. So Yoshiwada coming off his worst start as a Cub. He gets the ball tonight. Lineup tonight a little bit different. Fowler leads off. Rizzo hitting second. Bryant third, Montero cleans up. Then it's Castro, Coughlin, and Junior Lake. Wada hitting eighth, and Addison Russell hitting ninth. And also, the bleachers will be open in right field tonight and ready to go for the first time. Getaway day in the big leagues. Couple of finals in the book. The Indians blanking the Mariners 6-0, while the Padres rallied to beat the Braves 6-4 in 11 innings. And right now, it's the Oakland A's with a 1-0 lead on the bottom of the third on the Texas Rangers out west. Last day for Bears OTAs. Martellus Bennett not been in any of the workouts this offseason. Mandatory minicamp is coming up next week, and the Bears announced they'll be joining the Colts for a couple of combined practices in August ahead of their preseason matchup. Patriots are close to signing former Packers quarterback Matt Flynn. Remember, Tom Brady is suspended 4 games, and Rolling Meadows product Jimmy Garoppolo is set to fill in. And NBA Finals action, Game 4 tonight between the Cavs and Warriors. Cleveland looking to go up 3-1 on Golden State. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Diamond Air. Visit them at DiamondAir.com today. And play golf at Seven Bridges for as low as $59 a round. Check out the popular Golf Pass program that allows you to lock in low rates and gives you the flexibility to use these rounds however you choose. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tomorrow, 5:35, when the White Sox take on the Rays on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
947. Les, is it true you used to hang out with Seika when she was hanging out at Wrigley Field back in the day? That was in the mid-80s. The answer is no. I absolutely never spoke to her. Always down in the third base, box seats in the first row, hanging out around there. And she was there all the time. I never spoke to Seika. I guess the closest was I met Marilyn Chambers when she was in studio over at LS about a year or two later, about around 86 or 87. She was in there, and I got a picture of myself with Marilyn Chambers And it's on, you can dig into my Facebook, or you could find it on grobber.com. And I've got a photo there. I don't know if I should be congratulated on that one or given condolences for that. By the way, she's no longer with us. It's ironic, both Linda Lovelace and Marilyn Chambers, they're both deceased. Period. New grad.
Boars and Bernstein.
I don't know.
Chicago Sports Radio.
Why is that ironic?
The score.
Why is that ironic? It's
Porn
two
stars
people,
of the 70s.
Two people
with Alex.
Happen to be dead. I mean, they're allowed to be dead.
Chicago
There's no irony.
It's ironic the less.
But it's not. That's not irony. It's just a fact. Right? If he actually killed them, then maybe it's ironic.
Linda Lovelace and Marilyn Chambers, they're both deceased.
I have both of them in a storage facility with my media guides. So we're being reminded here by some people who are more attentive Boars and Bernstein listeners than we are. John says it was 2 years ago. The whole Porn Fest and Wrigley thing. He says a guy I worked with witnessed it, and you guys were doing a remote in Northbrook near my office, I think at a Buffalo Wild Wings. But I told you guys the story that day after I heard about it in the morning. And then last year there was something with the furries, right?
Now, Rick Camp already texted me. He said it was a Harry Carey's in Rosemont you guys were at.
Harry Carey's.
That was last year.
So was that the furries last year?
That was the furries last year.
That was the furries
year.
Last year.
Right,
that's because we had lunch with
the Phoenix
Mercury.
Yeah.
The Phoenix Mercury?
Yes, the vets of the Phoenix Mercury were there.
Am I right? The Phoenix Mercury?
Yes.
Yeah. I think, was it the Phoenix Mercury or what?
Yeah. Well, that's who it was.
Which one was it?
I don't know if it was the Phoenix or the Mercury.
I think it was the Phoenix Mercury, though.
Yeah,
Dan, was that who it was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dan, the Phoenix Mercury?
Yes.
Okay.
And is that wrong?
No, I think that's what it was.
Anyway, yeah, that was the furries, yeah, because I know we've had our fun with this Porn Fest, because there's nothing. Look, America loves a Porn Fest.
Were the furries a different convention, or were the furries part of the
Porn
Fest?
No, they were there. Remember, there was a fire or something. They ran. They had to go get. They were evacuated.
But the Furry Fest is different. That's its own fest. I don't think they're bothering the porn people.
No, they're not bothering the porn people. Remember, they had a fire or something, and they all were on the street?
Right, it was like a gas leak or something.
Yeah, something, yeah. Whatever reason, they're on the street.
Yeah.
Of hopes and dreams. And they were under a drive away from people. Yeah, they were out in the street. So I think that started us on to something, but that was that day. That's exactly where we were. We sat, beautiful, sat outside, lovely. But yeah, we were talking about the furries, because the night before... Maybe it's a gas leak. I don't know. Whatever it was, they were out in the street.
Yeah, I don't think
in costume.
Yeah, we're not sending a correspondent to Exotica Porn Fest on behalf of the Boars and Bernstein Show. Because
although Les sounds more than qualified.
Well, we don't have any interns anymore because we killed them all. Otherwise, we might be able to get one credential.
It's true.
Send him out there. Maybe the dead interns are out looking for work there.
The dead interns are all looking for work.
Well, they got to do something.
I know. Let me tell you, this is how, fast things change. Like I said, it's a long period of time, though, but it's the old SI story about Secretariat. Whitney Tower wrote this. Whitney Tower wrote horse racing for them for a long time. And here's what he said about, this is his story on Secretariat, and see how the narrative would change now. The 105th Belmont Stakes will rank among sports' most spectacular performances, right up there with Joe Louis's one-round knockout of Max Schmeling and the Olympic feats of Jesse Owens, Jean-Claude Killy, and Mark Spitz.
Wow.
Even in horse racing, where track records are a fairly common occurrence, an animal just does not go around beating an established mark by nearly 3 seconds. Yes, he did. It would be as if Joe Namath threw 10 touchdown passes and we threw eight interceptions.
Same with 11 interceptions.
Nicholas shot a 55 in the open. How are those? How has that changed in the last 40 years? I mean, if you think about great sports achievements, I don't know how many Olympians you even think of anymore. I don't think it comes to mind.
Interesting.
Michael Phelps come to mind immediately when he's not being arrested.
No.
He really doesn't.
You don't think of like Apollo Anton Ono or somebody.
I mean, Ono.
Don't.
I mean, you don't anymore. It's funny how it was important. I mean, I certainly remember when it was important, when those feats, when those names would stay with you forever. But now if you start listing sports achievements, you'd say, okay, American Pharoah joins Well, those people wouldn't be on the list. There'd be no Olympians on the list, would there? Is there an Olympian that you'd say, oh, yeah, that's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen?
Most amazing things I've ever seen.
The hockey team would probably be on there. You could say that.
That's in my top sports memories. Mm-hmm. But that would be on there. But no.
An individual? You don't like Jean-Claude Killy, the most handsome man who ever lived?
No. I mean, I have memories of things, but not just the, sort of these inspirational sports moments of, oh, my God, that's something so spectacular as to never be. No.
No,
because the sports don't mean much to me. Now you've got somebody on a snowboard in the half pipe.
And I don't know what the hell they're doing.
They're flipping.
Do you know
around.
What they're doing?
They're flipping around.
I know, I guess you don't really take those memories home with you, huh? The luge, anything?
No.
I mean, I think the most famous one of recent vintage is Michael Phelps, right? I mean, that's the guy who's got more gold medals than anybody ever. And I don't think of him as like one of the great sports achievements of our time. If I was a listing, I'll say, okay, American Pharoah did this. And then, I mean, there'd be 20 names before I ever thought of, oh, wait a minute, I better think of an Olympic guy.
Yeah, even if it is one of the sort of objectively one of the great sports achievements, it doesn't mean that you think of it that way.
I don't.
I guess is the point, right?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. How about Joe Louis knocked out Max Schmeling in the first round? Is that Lorenz?
Sorry.
You still got that one?
Sorry, I can't. I love that. Of course they go to Joe Namath. The name he brings up is Joe Namath, who's bad.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
That's like Joe Namath. And he was, I guess, sort of the go-to. I mean, poor Johnny Unitas was like, oh, come on. At least I'm not throwing two picks a game. Give me a break here, dude. Throw me a bone. I can throw you a bone right here. I got something for you. You know what I have?
What do you have?
A 4-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips. This is brought to you by Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. Caller number 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. And you could be the owner of these free haircuts. And they're good, too. We've really taken a liking to Sport Clips. I know
the
boy enjoys the MVP thing with the hot towel and the whole deal.
The hot toddy.
It's just funny to see a 10-year-old lying there with a hot towel over his face. But fine. Whatever. And fantastic pictures of
Believe me,
sporting
I thought of that many times, the 10-year-old with a towel over his face. I think there's a... it's so funny because... I guess it's safe to say that